It's been held at 5.25% for a fifth time. Andrew Bailey says he's still focusing on inflation, the measure of how much prices are rising.
We do need to see further progress, but I do want to give this message very strongly. We've had very encouraging and good news. So I think, you know, we can say we're on the way.
A mother's been found guilty of murdering her three-year-old son in Durham. Christina Robinson shook Dwellinaya to death, after which she caned him and forced him into scalding hot water. Simon Harris is putting his name forward to become Fine Gael's party leader, setting him up to become the Irish Prime Minister. He says he wants to bring energy and an enthusiasm to the role. The Foreign Secretary has accused Israel of delaying the delivery of UK-funded aid to Gaza. Lord Cameron says some has been held at the border for almost 3 weeks because of what he calls arbitrary denials. Danny Aylon, a former Israeli ambassador to the US, says others are also to blame.
Children should not die, that the population should not suffer. But I think that what Israel is trying to bring across is that all this plight of the population is because of Hamas. Hamas is using them as human shields.
Channel 4's investigation into allegations against Russell Brand has found no evidence that managers knew about accusations against him. Four women claim the comedian sexually assaulted them, which he denies. And in sport, Wales's emphatic 4-1 victory over Finland has kept their hopes of reaching Euro 2024 alive. Goals from David Brooks, Nico Williams, Brennan Johnson and Dan James secured Rob Page's side the win in Cardiff. They'll face Poland for a place at the tournament on Tuesday. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM. Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Let's go downtown.
Hellbound. The family band that is Chapel Heart opening tonight's broadcast with their track called The Girls Are Back in Town. Danica Hart, known for her work on the Grammy-nominated album Spy Boy, her sister Davina Hart and their cousin Tree Swindle will be revisiting the UK after their performances at this year's CTC Festival. They will be headlining their own show at St Pancras New Church with two dates, one on Saturday the 24th of August and the second on Sunday the 25th of August. That will be to promote their 2023 album called Glory Days. Tickets are still available, so be sure to secure some seats for that show. You're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music, each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. On tonight's show, I'm going to be joined by alt country artist Misha Fair. Misha has worked in every branch of the music industry that you can imagine, from production to artist development to, of course, what we're going to be talking about tonight, her own music. She's released three singles so far, all three I will be playing for you all later, and we're going to be diving into the production of those very tracks too. So time now for a story of two sides of the same coin. This week we see Ernest and Jelly Roll working together on their first ever collaboration. Both are now very successful country artists, however both took a very different path to get there. This is Ernest and Jelly Roll with their new track called I Went to College.
I went to college and I went to jail. One was a dorm room, one was a cell. Who came out on top? Hell, it's hard to tell. I went to college and I went to jail. We both grew up in the 615. Both sides of the train tracks had two different lives. Both sons of sinners, needing set free. We met at a party over big bags of weed. And I went to college, I went to jail. One was a dorm room, one was a cell. Who came out on top? Hell, it's hard to tell. I was sentenced to seven, but after 4 hours done, well, I burned all my books, I stayed up and read. I could have been a doctor, I should have been dead. And I went to college, I went to jail. One was a dorm room, one was a cell. Wind up working down on Music Row. 10 years hard labor, we've both paid our dues. I'm singing that country, I'm singing them blues.
I went 448 2nd Avenue North, the Criminal Justice Center, to jail.
trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through withdrawals. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch, baby. I look around and since it is cold and empty, no one's around to judge me. I can't see clearly when you're gone. And I said, ooh, I'm blinded by the lights. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. I said, ooh, I'm drowning in the night. Oh, when I'm like this, you're the one I trust. Hey, hey, hey. I'm running out of time, 'cause I can see the sun light up the sky. So I hit the road in overdrive, baby. Since it is cold and empty, no one's around to judge me. I can't see clearly when you're gone. And I said, ooh, I'm blinded by the lies. No, I can't sleep until I feel you're the one I trust. I'm just walking by to let you know.
up here, not welcome, son.
Dropping his cover of Josh Thompson's Way Out Here, that was Riley Green. This is Riley's first new release since 2023's Ain't My Last Rodeo album. The track was penned by Josh, David Lee Murphy and Casey Breathard. It was originally released in 2010 as the second single from Josh's debut album of the same title. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Still to come on the show, I caught up with Misha Fair earlier this week to discuss her current single, that is a track called Not One, and her musical upbringing. That feature will be playing at half past the hour, but for now, this new release comes from a former Voice contestant called Raylin. She's come a long way since her God Made Girls debut track days, and this week she brings a heartfelt tune about the character of the funny girl finally finding her true love and her way in the world. So this track is by Raylin now, called Funny Girl.
Funny girl, have you been? I've been you, girl, since I was 10. Funny girl, keep cracking jokes. When shit gets real, that's all you know. The life of the party, tonight's entertainment. A clear sky when the parade's raining. Yeah, I know. Girl.
West Coast, California, golden sunshine, when it all seems black and white, you color up my world.
You do.
You like blue jeans, red wine, you like packed green fireworks on the 4th of July, when I'm a plain tee, need some tie-dye, you color up my world.
Into tone, black and white. When those bad boys you're my somewhere over the rainbow.
Like a turquoise nudie suit, I sat in rhinestones.
Right.
Half stained glass, half neon glow, you color up my world.
Green grass, blue sky. When I forget what love's supposed to look like, just takes one look in your eyes. You color up my world. It just takes one look in your eyes. You color up my world.
Yeah.
Is on the other side of midnight, and I'm trying to get my fix. I gotta get to where I'm feeling alright. I'm gonna drive all the way across town, lock you up, burn it down. While I'm twisting and turning, I'm itching, I'm burning, I don't think I'm breaking bad. Oh baby, how you changed me. Too good to quit the first time I think. It's been a long, long fall. Baby, it's crazy how you once I hit it, gotta get it forever,
ever.
And whenever I don't, you know I feel a little under the weather. It's like I'm gonna die if I don't get it tonight. Gonna get there fast in between the white lines. Get you running through my veins, it's time to take flight. Got me hooked for the rest of my life, yeah. Baby, how you've changed me. Too good to quit the first time I think. It's been a long
tonight. I have country artist Misha Fair here to discuss your current single called Not One. But before we dive into that, I think for our listeners who might be relatively new to listening to your music, could you maybe share a bit of backstory about yourself with us all?
Yeah, sure. I am originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and I've been working as an artist developer, songwriter for a lot of years. I've worked in a lot of genres. But as a country artist, I've been in Nashville for a little bit of time working with some independent artists and a couple of labels. I have been making music since I was probably 5 years old, and I come from a musical family. My dad, I was with the SOS band, and also Isaac Hayes, and my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, was the writer of the song CeCe Ryder. He actually was an artist, Chuck Willis. was on Atlantic Records. And when I found out that his songs, a lot of them, went to country artists like Elvis and Conway Twitty and Ray Charles, it was obviously a big influence for me. And so since I was a kid, my grandmother always kept me in music lessons, voice lessons, and things like that. And they always played Americana, country music, and that was what I was learning as a really young kid. So it just always stuck with me as something that brought me joy. I think naturally my voice lends well to it. So as an artist, that's the way the wind blew. So,
and like you said, there, you've been brought up so musically, and you've had such a musical family as well. Like you said there, your dad played bass for Isaac Hayes. Your grandfather, Chuck Willis, he was the original performer of the Conway Twitty hit, What Am I Living For? And so you've been around so many influences. What are some of the best lessons that you've learned from them and their experience of the music industry?
Oh, my goodness. You know, my dad, he told me very early, he said, you know, if you really want to do this, make sure, first of all, you love it. he said, but if you love it, you'll do it for free. And he said, but be so good you never have to.
Yeah.
And that, I always talk about that because I think I was a senior in high school when he said it. And he was referring to what his father, Paul Mitchell, who was a jazz musician and composer, said to him. He said, you know, you can do a lot of things. And I think I've always been that person. I've done a lot of types of jobs because I didn't want to overshadow the music in me. But I think the biggest thing has been just knowing how to hone my craft, always wanting to be a student of it. Even being an artist developer for other people, I have a program that I put myself through to make sure that, you know, I'm giving the type of show that I would want to go see. And so that, and standing up for yourself and knowing your worth and being kind to people, the interns, the people who work, you know, with you, and always get it in writing.
And like you've said there, you've had such a broad range of experiences in all kind of like stems of the music industry. And you've also like dipped your toes in such a range of genres on top of that. So out of all those genres, why have you chosen to stick with country music?
Because I love it. I love it. I, you know, it's so, I guess it's cliche. People who do a thing always say, oh, I love it so much. But for me, you know, I always go back to my childhood. When I was really young, I was kind of like a quiet kid for a little bit. And then when I discovered that I had a voice, it was like, I'm never going to stop. But I had a hard time like connecting socially, and I realized there was one time I went to North Carolina for this thing with a bunch of kid athletes, and, you know, I couldn't really connect with anybody. And I was humming and kind of singing Patsy Cline under my breath. And some girls heard me and they got really excited and started asking me if I knew any other songs. And the only songs that came to mind were country songs, Hank Williams and Dolly, and, you know, it just flowed and I made a connection. And I think that has been my experience as an adult. I'd go to studios, and even if it was a hip hop producer, R&B producer, and I've had a tremendous blessing to work with some of the best producers in those genres, being from Atlanta. And it wasn't my R&B records that I was referencing, the demos. It was never those songs. It was the fact that I always took a guitar with me, and I would always ask if I could play one of my country songs before the end of the meeting. And that is how I ended up in these situations that I had to be able to work with people. And I knew that there was something to that.
So you keep a vicious should keep you on your knees. So open up wide and swallow your pride. I've got your supply, but only if you bow, please. Oh, only if you bow, please. Oh, got no reputation for teasing. I'm not the type that goes down easy. But if you're a game to please me, oh, love it when you beg. This body ain't no truck stop to service you. You can't have it all your way. I can't be your pusher to pump your veins with no feet. I know you yearn for this passion to get down on your knees. So open up wide and swallow your pride. I've got your supply.
As well, for anyone who maybe after your feature on the show will check out your social media, on your social media it's so evident that you're number one and just such a fan of country music. I mean, over the past few weeks you've been posting different covers. You posted a wonderful cover of Brandi Carlile's Bad Stripes. You've also posted some classic country song covers like Delta Dawn. Which kind of artist, if we would dive into your Day Say playlist, what kind of artist would we find on there?
Oh my gosh. I'm a fan of the Brandies, and I say Brandies because Brandi Carlile, Brandi Clark. Yep. I'm obsessed with the sound of their compositions. I absolutely love the Sonics. I love Linda Ronstadt and how diverse her catalog was. And, you know, of course, Miss Tanya Tucker. I absolutely love her, which is why I have the Delta Dawn cover up there. I really like Chris Stapleton. And, you know, ever since he kind of, you know, burst out there, I love the Steel Drivers when he was there. And then by himself, I just, everything about it, the musicality and the grit. I have a lot of Tyler Childers there. And let's see, Ashley Judd. Like, I've got so many things. And then I've got some classic stuff like Patsy and Dolly and some Leanne Rimes. I like 90s country, Faith Hill, you know. So that's, you see, you hear that. And then every now and then Alanis Morissette will pop in there. So, yeah.
It's a really good mix. And I think so on your socials, not only are you really, really good at keeping up with posting covers and engaging content, but you're also very, very open and honest on your social media as well, especially when it comes to mental health. And I think just mental health, your own mental health and just mental health in general, really. And I know there's a video that you posted quite a while ago about your experience with imposter syndrome. And it was an experience that you shared just after the release of your track called Memphis. And at that point, Memphis was doing really, really well. It had over like 10 million streams, I think, at the time. But you were still having that feeling. Could you maybe share what was going on at that time and how you got through that?
Yeah. Okay. So my manager was working so hard to promote that song. It was my debut single, and there was a big uptick of like sharing it and using it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I don't think I realized that because, you know, I was still navigating what to do to bring it back. Cause I'm kind of old school. Like I'm like hit the ground running with, you know, if I had physical CDs, I'd be passing them out.
Yeah.
But you know, now with, you know, music being the way that it is with streaming, you know, that was where we were trying to go. And so I didn't realize how to bring that traffic immediately back to me when we first started, and I wasn't seeing it. And so you start to wonder, like, do people like me, and have I done enough? And I'm really good at telling other people what to do when it comes to, you know, their music and journey and how to organize them. And I thought to myself, have I organized enough? And it kind of picked up so quickly, the interest at that time, that I don't know that I knew how to handle, you know, that now the story was about me.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's when it's about other people, sometimes it's easier to clap. And then when the clapping's for you, you get a little shy. And I think that that's just what happened. And I really took a breath and a beat to think about all these years that I've worked. And my mom, she asked, she said, did you ever pray about any of this? Like, did you ever ask God for any of it? And I'm like, absolutely. She said, well, you may have forgotten, but God doesn't forget. And everything that happens is that it's God's timing, and that everything in this world always comes back around. It's all circular, you know?
And speaking of that track, Memphis, it has the most amazing rhythms running throughout the percussion and the fiddle section of that track. How was that track actually created?
Memphis. Okay, so I was working at a studio in Atlanta, Georgia called Bandwidth. And at that time, I had written a couple of songs, a lot of songs, but I wasn't sure about what to release. And we got a visit from another artist, another country artist, who was interested in a few of the records. Not one was one of those records. And I thought that I didn't want to give it away, you know, that I didn't want to give those records away. And at the end of it, I decided to create a couple more records just so that I could get their mind off of the records that I wanted to keep. And Memphis just ended up being one of those. I think the last record that we did, it was so gut-wrenching to record, because the track was made. This was probably one of the only times that someone gave me the track and then I wrote to it, because I normally do all of my stuff a cappella and then I'll go to someone and say, hey, can we produce around it? And so I'm listening to this rhythm and it's so fast, and I panicked and I cried, and I sat in the booth for a while, and then all of a sudden it just kind of hit me, and I only said the one line, the heading back to Memphis, driving down I-55, and I just the one part. And I sat there for another 45 minutes, and then all of a sudden the words started flowing. And I recorded it kind of line by line. Every time I thought about something, I recorded. But I didn't record it for me. I recorded it with this other person in mind, thinking they could sing this. They'll sing this great. And when my manager got on board and she heard it, she said, you know, I really like Beg. I like these other songs. But I think that this is the most country song you have. The other songs feel a little bluesy, and this feels a little, it's in the Americana umbrella, you know, but yeah. It's not like country. And I was opposed to that. It's like, no. Because I loved Beg more. I think I felt a lot more connected to it. And we decided to just toss a coin and make a decision. And Memphis ended up being the first single.
So like you said there, you, Beg and Memphis were kind of created at very, very similar times. And you kind of just had that split decision and pick Memphis over Beg. But what do you think, by having Memphis, what do you think that represents? Because that is your debut release. And I know a lot of artists would go, well, this is the song that could make or break me. This is the song that's going to introduce me out into the world as this established country singer. So for you, why did you feel like after that choice made, you was like, no, I've made the right choice with choosing Memphis?
Yeah, I think so. I think that because of the rhythm and all the feeling of it, somebody called it revenge country. And I was like, what? That's wild. But I kind of liked it. And I realized that when I wrote it, even though, you know, I was kind of trying to sway people a different direction, both songs were in the vein of kind of empowerment. And, you know, taking back that energy that you had lost in yourself and to other people. And I felt like it did represent a lot of how I was feeling at that time. And this idea that, you know, even though it's about a relationship, I felt like it represented my career in a way.
Yeah.
And the sacrifices that I had made, honestly, in not doing country for so long. And kind of switching up and trying to be something else so that I kind of fit, you know. And I felt like the song, it feels like you're just kind of bursting out of something. That's awesome.
Well, so far, you've released 3 singles so far, hoping to get more. But the ones that you've released so far is obviously Memphis, Beg, and your current single called Not One. Will these eventually evolve into an EP soon?
Well, we've been talking about that. I've recorded so much new music since the releases.
Yeah.
And so I do plan to release an EP soon. And maybe one or two of those will be on it. We haven't made a final decision. And it's kind of, you know, as an artist, you always want to be growing and evolving. And I think that people will still get good storytelling. They'll still get, you know, that big voice. But I want to tell some love stories, too. I want to talk about my kids. I want to say some different things than what I was saying when those songs were written. And so I think, you know, I don't know. It just depends on where the wind blows on the new music. So
now, you normally, like you mentioned previously, you normally record an a cappella version of your songs. It's kind of like a blueprint before adding in all the instrumentation. Was this the case when you was creating your current single, Not One?
Yes. So Not One was one of those songs that I started with some backgrounds. I was hearing like a hum, and it had a lot of really thick backgrounds that sounded like kind of what I wanted the instruments to be.
Yeah.
And since now, I mean, now I do production, like full out. I'll go in, I'll do all the things, I'll play on the records. But at that time, this was, I want to say, right around 2019, possibly, when I originally did the first reference. And I had that, and I held on to it through the whole pandemic. And then all of a sudden, my manager lets me know last year, she's like, I found this producer, and he's in Nashville, and don't get nervous because he's worked with a bunch of people. And so she sent me his profile, and we took a trip to Nashville to a studio called The Smokestack with a producer, Paul Moak. And when I tell you, it was the most beautiful, gratifying experience that I've ever had working, probably ever. Everything was done live. We didn't program. It was just so wonderful. It felt good. You know, it was a natural progression. We spent 2 days there, so we did it really fast. First day, we recorded a whole other song that'll likely be out soon. And then the second day, Not One is where we started. And he said, you know, I really think this is a single. And, you know, we added live percussion. We went in. He played almost everything, guitar, organ, goodness, bass. He played almost everything on this record. And it just worked. It really just worked. So.
And we've got to play that very track for our listeners now. Would you like to introduce the track?
Absolutely. I'm Misha Fair, and you're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98, and this is my latest single, Not One.
Trouble always finds me steeped in all I ever wanted was a bit of grace. It ain't easy running this race. I can't sit like ash in a fireplace. I can't burn out. No matter how fast I run, it's always
From Atlanta, Georgia, that was Misha Fair with her current single called Not One. You can find Misha on all social media at Misha Fair to keep up with her latest releases and covers of her favourite country hits. Her latest country cover that I definitely recommend you all checking out is the cover of Wagon Wheel, just a nice simple acoustic guitar cover, but Misha has, I think, such a smooth voice over the top of it, so definitely check that one out. Be sure to tune in again next week though, where I'll be joined by UK artist James Dunn. He's an artist who I saw live over a year ago at his EP launch in North London, and he's just been climbing the country ladder ever since. He's since performed actually at the C2C Festival. He was there this year. He's also just announced a headlining tour for this summer too, so we're very excited to finally have him feature on the show. Let's rotate back now to the freshest releases that Guitar Town has to offer this week. In June of 2013, our next artist released his debut track. That was a track called Duet featuring Carly Kipson, of a Canadian country duo called One More Girl, to Canadian country radio. He is also an actor who's also featured on popular CW TV series such as The Vampire Diaries. Absolutely love that show. This is Wes Mack now with his latest release called House of Love.
Tripping over her shoes, I hear her laugh. Man, I like that. Another working day begins. Kiss goodbye, running late again. This world spins round. Ain't no one slow down till we make our way back home to a piece of paradise. It's all just a little place, needs a lot of work, but it's our house, and for what it's worth, it's priceless to me. You can't replace those memories, like the first night here, and the way we kissed on the front porch swing, and the evening mist, and we thank the Lord above for this little country dirt road. Comes running wild and free, slip on down in the Silver Creek. That water's cold in between our toes, sipping red box wine from a coffee cup, swaying in rocks till the moon come up and the stars shine down. Laying on that ground, we might never have a mansion on a hill. Sitting, still be doing well. It's
just a little place, needs a lot of work, but it's our house, and for what it's worth, it's priceless to me. You can't replace those memories, like the first night here, and the way we kissed on the front porch swing in the evening mist, and we thank the Lord above for this little country dirt. Little place needs a lot of work, but it's our home for what it's worth. It's priceless to me. You can't replace those memories like the day we brought our baby home. The sweetest joy that we'd ever known. Sent from the long ago to this little country dirt.
You keep hoping you'll fit someday. Love's like that Tarantino movie you see once. Don't make sense, still does. Watch it a couple times, now it's your favorite one. Song you